I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News.
These are no doubt difficult times.
That's Sheila Hogan, the head of Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services Thursday. She was kicking off a hearing on a planned cut to how much the department will pay doctors, hospitals, and other health workers who take care of people on Medicaid. That cut in pay to caregivers is just under 3.5% and is
a direct result of legislative mandated funding reductions from 2017 legislative session.
A bill passed at the end of the session mandated that if state revenues came in significantly under budget, it would trigger progressively steeper spending cuts. New revenue figures have now triggered those cuts at the steepest level, so the health department says it has to cut caregiver pay as a result. We'll hear more about that in a minute. Hundreds of people came to the hearing to comment on the pay cuts.
And I'm wondering if there are any proponents who wish to speak in support of this proposed amendment. Seeing none, we are going to take statements of opponents.
People lined up along a wall and out the door of the health department's auditorium in Helena to speak against the cuts.
Good morning. My name is Michael Coe.
Coe is the admissions coordinator at the Pines Assisted Living Center in Polson. He says facilities like his already have a hard time keeping staff, and that cuts in Medicaid payments will make that even harder.
Most people have no idea what it's like to lose staff to a place that can pay more because it's a fast food place. People care more about their hamburgers than they do about their elderly.
Several operators of assisted living and home health agencies told the department that Medicaid payments are already so low that they can't afford to offer wages that are competitive with those in fast food. Janessa Hendon with the Consumer Direct Care Network says their inability to hire enough staff has real consequences for people who need care and their families.
In November of last year, I got a referral for a baby that was failing to thrive, but he was sent to Seattle and brought up to a level where he could return home as long as he had nursing services. We couldn't staff it. Neither could the other providers in the state. November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, and July, this family sat in the hospital with their son, unable to go home with their other son, his twin brother, because there were no nursing services, not because he required the acute care. And how many Medicaid dollars did that cost the state?
The cuts will also affect people and organizations that care for people with mental illnesses.
My name is Sergeant Jim Anderson. I'm here representing Sheriff Brian Gookin and the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. These cuts are going to have a huge impact on those suffering with mental illness, as well as law enforcement and the criminal justice system. It will essentially cripple our local mental health system that is already struggling to stay alive and fighting to do the right thing. The results are going to be an increase in courtroom time and then long transports to the state hospital. And we know from our history that without local crisis systems, we're going to see an increased rate of those suffering with mental illness put in our detention center as well as our prisons. These cuts are ultimately going to cost our taxpayers, local government, and the state hospital more money than the proposed cuts are actually going to save.
The 3.5% cut in payments to Medicaid caregivers hasn't been implemented yet. The Department of Health and Human Services says they're set to go into effect October 1st. An interim legislative committee, however, has filed an objection, which would push the cuts back until January. The department says that would mean the cuts would need to be deeper. But a lot of the people who testified Thursday questioned whether DPHHS or state lawmakers could find cost savings elsewhere. Kathy McGowan has worked for Montana's community mental health centers since the 1980s.
I'm not blaming DPHHS. They have their marching orders.
But, McGowan said of the pay cuts,
I disagree that these are mandatory. They're before us because we have placed no value on community-based services. We've ignored it. It's basically a sham. When I first started, we had a place at the table, ongoing. There were discussions. They valued our input. There is no place at the table. In fact, we have a really hard time getting any kind of access to information or meetings. We have some really good ideas to change things. So that's kind of the way it is. I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's a sham. And we need to gather together and step up and say we are not taking any more.
Montana Medicaid Director Marie Matthews talked to reporters about the cuts before Thursday's hearing.
Absolutely. This isn't a place that we want to be. It's not.
Matthews said the Health and Human Services Department is also making significant cuts to its own staff and expenses.
We have reductions across the board. We're having to hold positions open. We're having to eliminate travel to trainings. All of the kinds of savings that the agency will do before it cuts provider rates.
And Matthews emphasized cutting payments to healthcare providers in 2018 and 19 is explicitly called for in the legislation that state lawmakers passed and that the governor signed.
The legislature intends that the appropriation reduction, House Bill 2, is reduced by $3.5 million in 18, $3.5 million in 19. And the legislature intends that that appropriation be used to reduce Medicaid provider rates.
Back at the hearing, Mike White, the owner of Caslin Living Centers in Livingston, told the crowd of mostly fellow healthcare providers and people who use their services that he recognized the role that state lawmakers and the governor played in the funding cuts.
I wish those knuckleheads were sitting in these seats, not you guys. You know, I feel like I'm speaking to the choir, but those are probably the people that need to hear our comments.
Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services is taking public comment on the proposed 3.5% cut to how much it pays healthcare providers through Medicaid. The cuts could take place as soon as October 1st. If an objection to them stands, they'd be delayed until January, but that would mean deeper cuts of more than 6%. Information on how to comment is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.